Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. What's wrong, Sue? What's that?
That's just amused. I'm amused. I like thinking what Bob's face is doing right now.
I would, too, but the recording has started.
Sorry,
so,
go. Okay,
welcome, everybody. Take two. Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It is August 19th, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Those of you who didn't hear the pre-call information, we talked about music, we talked about the seams on a baseball, we talked about hitting a tennis ball, all of that. So you missed that, but you're going to catch a lot of the good information tonight. I'm looking forward to doing the call with you guys tonight. And before we do, we always pray the call in and honor God by praying the call in, and then we'll go to a wonderful teaching that Sue has found us that she can bring to us tonight. So let's pray the call in. Lord God, we just thank you so much. We come to you with hearts of thanksgiving. We thank you for everything that you've already provided for us. And we thank you for everything that you're going to provide to us with this blessing. And thank you for what is going to happen through us as a result of the blessing. And as we help level the playing field around the world, we thank you for what is about to happen in Jesus' name. And it's in his name we pray, amen and amen. Well, Sue, this is a big time for Bob and I. It's Tuesday night, and this is the time we get to get a little closer and closer to the things of God as you go ahead and read us and teach us from his word.
Well, I think you're going to like this. It's a little different. And I want to dedicate it to all the precious hearts. And I mean really precious hearts. I got an email and I couldn't believe the expression that was coming from this wise, wild one. And I want to celebrate her. I want to celebrate all the precious hearts. And I want to celebrate the hearts that are going to be doing things for, you know, all of our projects. But I'm dedicating this to those that are working with nature, the elements, and animals. And it's called Like a Mustard Seed. Then Jesus asked, "What is the kingdom of God like? What shall I compare it to? It's like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his garden. It grew and became a tree, and the birds perched in its branches." Luke 13:18-19. This parable is instructive for people who want the kingdom to happen right now. They want to be holy after their first year on the journey. For the kingdom to happen, however, we have to walk the entire journey. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed. It starts small, but it keeps growing. So keep growing. As times go on, you'll sprout many branches, and you'll look out at the end of your life and say, God has done it. God has been faithful to the promise. God has made beauty out of my life. Dynamis, our true self. A biblical definition of the Holy Spirit is dynamis, which means power or strength. We're talking about the power that gives us the certainty that God is drawing us near and that we are associated with the holy. If we work our way through our compulsion and emerge again on the other side, then we stand before the depths of ourselves. There we find a purified passion, a chastened power, our best and true self. Tradition has called this place the soul, the point where the human being and God meet, where unity is possible, and where our lives don't only consist of words, norms, or rituals, but becomes a genuine experience of encounter. And that is what I hope for all of us on this call, that every time you come to this call and you listen into yourself, that you experience the encounter of your holiest and truest self. And that's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. A wonderful teaching. I'd like to give a shout out to J&K and Leo. And yes. And so, actually, you guys know, everybody knows by now, I'm a cat lover. I love dogs, too, but I don't have any dogs now, but I do have two kitty cats. And I love them quite a bit. So, Sue, that's a good teaching, and I love the fact that it started with the concept of a mustard seed. And I'm going to relate this to the idea of faith. Remember, the Bible says, if you have faith the size of a grain of a mustard seed, you can move mountains. And these mountains didn't necessarily mean a physical mountain. It could be a mountain of problems, a mountain of something. It could have been, you know, mountain back that in the Hebrew, a lot of times the word mountain was kingdom. Kingdom was mountain. And you could use that word and say you could move mountains or change kingdoms. But it takes faith. And it's faith, Bible says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. God is not impressed by our performance, our works. He's impressed by our faith to take him at his word, to believe the things that are not as though they were, to see things that are not as though they were. That requires faith. We all have the measure of faith. Now, do we have the belief in us to utilize that faith, to believe for something? Like this mustard seed that had to grow and become a large tree. Well, that took time. And I think that the teaching mentioned that to the point where, yeah, it's going to require time. This walk that we've had for the RV, for our projects to start, all of that requires the funding that comes from the exchanges that we're going to do. I mean, these are all things that are taking time. And for a lot of us, I know some people checked out, then they checked back in, then they checked out. It's a tough ride. It's not an easy ride. I've been in it 20-plus years, had the big call for 14 years, and I've been able to ride through the ups and downs and take it more or less as just that's what it is. But we're putting one foot in front of the other, taking one step at a time, and God is going to reward us for not only our patience, but our perseverance, our ability to keep on keeping on. And that's what all of us are doing. And I appreciate everybody on the big call that's with me on that. This whole ride is not for everybody. The idea of the currencies, as you guys know this, there are people in your own family, maybe your own spouse, that said, "Nah, I don't buy it. I'm not there for that. I can't get there." And then some of you guys out there, and I know some of you, are riding this alone. You're riding this by yourself and without a believing spouse or a believing brother or sister or whatever it is. But, you know, God will reward your perseverance. And I think that's important for us to realize that. But as far as performance goes, God sees it. Performance is just our way of trying to feel better about what we're doing. But what really pleases God is our faith, our belief in what he's told us to do. You know, you're not, God's not going to love you any more ever than he does right now. Right now. He's not going to love you any more than he already does right now. And if you've received Christ, you've received Jesus, the Messiah, the Christ, you know, then you have made a commitment and you have become, through that decision, the righteousness of God in Christ. And your own righteousness doesn't count, doesn't matter, doesn't mean a thing. But God's righteousness in you that's been imputed to you, imparted to you, imputed to you, is what really matters. And when God sees you, he sees Jesus in you. He sees his only begotten Son in you, and he knows what sacrifice his Son made for you. And if you receive that by faith, not only do you have eternal life, not only do you have the righteousness of God in Christ, but you become a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Everything he has is yours. Everything you have is his. You're joint heirs with Jesus Christ. It's beautiful. All right, Sue, I think I'm done preaching. But I just felt that. I felt that in the teaching. It's a beautiful teaching. Bob, what did you, and by the way, thank you, Sue, for that was a wonderful teaching. Thank you so much for bringing it to us. Bob, what is your take on this teaching about the mustard seed?
Yeah, well, thank you, Bruce, and Sue, thank you. That was, the whole thing was just great. It was like a seamless prayer almost that the two of you just made together. It was, I was just like,
thank you, Bob,
immersed in it. It was so cool. And,
awesome.
You know, I took a moment to think about the mustard seed. And when I was a teenager, one of my jobs was to trap insects for the scientists in the entomology department of Cornell University.
Yep.
Because they had to examine them under electron microscopes and figure things out. And, you know, in 1978, those insects gave rise to the answer about communications, invisible communications. And pheromones were discovered at that center in 1978. And so I wasn't Dr. Roloffs with double PhDs and an electron microscope, but I had to bring the insects from the field into the laboratory. And what we used was mustard seed oil. And we had this contraption where there was a 1x1 piece of plywood with a small hole drilled in it and a glass jar that screwed onto this other contraption. You bring them into the field, and then we had mustard seed oil in a little plastic container with a lid on it. And we would take that, bring it into the field, and snap that little container of mustard seed oil into the hole in the plywood. And even you didn't even have to take the lid off of it. The seed oil was so strong, the insects could be attracted to it through the plastic. And they would swarm to this mustard seed oil, and then they would fly up and get caught in the glass jars. And my job was to go out in the morning and screw the lids on the glass jars and bring the bugs back to the laboratory.
There you go.
And it just shows you how mustard seed is such a powerful, life-affirming thing that it was the bedrock of the whole ecosystem of the insects that pollinated the plants and the birds that ate the insects and on and on. I really like the part about that both of you talked about was this walk that we're on And I started thinking to myself, well, if you're going on a walk, where are you going? And where am I going? And I thought, well, I guess I'm on a path to where the kingdom is. That's that's the path I was born to follow. And I started also thinking about what would you have to become as you walk that path to actually enter the kingdom? And so I thought, how about the question, how is it that I am so compassionate? Not how can I be more compassionate, but taking ownership of it as if you were already there. How is it that I am so compassionate? How is it that I am so faithful and enthusiastic? And how is it that I am so loving? And dwell on the answers, because when you ask the question that way and you assume that you are, even if you're not quite sure you are, assume you are, the answers come pouring into you. And then I started to think, okay, so this path that I'm on, it kind of actually feels like I'm on a path to nowhere. And as Bruce was saying, since the kingdom is already here, and if you look back and you go, I was on this path, turns out I'm not going anywhere, because all the time Jesus was right there inside my soul. And the whole time, the ultimate answers to those questions that I was asking, how is it that I'm so, were there all the time, being just kind of sitting there waiting for discovery, emanating from that part of us that was the Jesus within us.
So beautiful.
Well said, Bob. Very well said. You know,
I love the rhythm. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You know, Sue, our Bible says that the kingdom of God is at hand. Some translations say is within us. And another translation says the kingdom of God is in our midst. And I like that one, too. I like the way that seems. That it's right there. In other words, it's there. So,
yes. But
this was a cool teaching, I thought. I mean, I got a lot out of it. It spoke to me. And
I told you it was
I love
a little different.
A little different. Yeah, and I love what Bob had to say. You know, and how do you feel about this teaching? What did it speak to you?
This is going to be fun and a challenge, because there's so much that came out of this, like a mustard seed. And it was like one of the best, what you said, Bruce, was one of the best things I've ever heard you say on any call, that God is not going to love you anymore. It's constant,
right,
it's steady, and it's internal. And I love, and I'm going to sort of mirror Bob, because as Bob was speaking, I was looking at the technical structure of what he was speaking. I said, I think I'm going to tell a story that relates, because this is what everybody is doing. It's about compounding. Remember, the mustard seed is where you start. But then what happens is the tree grows and it compounds, and that's where we are. And so Bruce has heard my stories, Bob, of, you know, being like in the fourth grade and having access to like a body of salt water and finding these little fish and bringing them back to my house and having like 10 or 12 kids in my garage, as I was exploring and discovering, and I went from having these little minnows that I would lay on a little cotton bed and try to figure out how can I make these survive, to that was my mustard seed, to and having these kids like, I mean, I'm still doing the same thing.
Yeah, I was going to say,
I kept
teaching
exploring,
fish.
But here's the thing, I kept exploring and I wasn't restricted. My parents had to put up, and this is what we're all doing. To me, the mustard seed is also our curiosity. It's the curiosity to know yourselves more deeply, to explore reality. I ended up entering competitions and getting involved with all these ichthyologists, like when I was 9 and 10, and because my mustard seed was allowed to grow, just like everybody who's been following the currency, it's really going to be about permission to follow what lights you up and being surrounded with people that are going to say, I follow your same heart's impulse. And what's interesting about it all is that when Jesus spoke of the mustard seed, he was pointing us to the deepest truth, that the smallest desire to be liberated, for instance, a lot of people got into this to be their dreams to be liberated, their freedom to be liberated, their wanting to help people to be liberated. The smallest particle of faith, pure and unwavering, carries infinite creative power. Mm. And it's just like in quantum physics. Here's what's going to get cool, is we're going to understand, which is my current passion as a citizen scientist. That means a person that likes to explore and, you know, gets involved in things that are way bigger than, you know, just curiosity. But when you start exploring and when you get it, when this turns on, and you're going to get to explore how to build a project, how the new reality of vibration and quantum physics and med beds, it's going to be about vibrating. It's going to reset a bunch of things. It's going to be the mustard seed of the purest vibration, which is that pure vibration that brings us to this call every single Tuesday and Thursday. That's a sound. That's Christ. That's love. That's looking into a baby bird's eyes, into a cat's eyes, into the ocean, into a friend's. I can't wait to talk to my friend. That mustard seed of love, an infinite love that both Bob and you, now me, being curious, how much love could be unleashed? How big can Christ's love, the love of the universe, the love of God, love so it's balanced and pouring through? When I say balance, that means having it in you so the world has been filled with people that, like, explode with love and they lose all their sense of self. I'm saying opening to love in a way that allows you to be healthy, curious, open, and free to explore, like we just did with this segment. That's the mustard seed that is here. So that's how I saw the teaching.
That's quite an explanation, really, Sue. Very, very beautiful. Extensive. I love that. And I love what Bob had to say.
A little story, a little technical.
Yeah. And you know what's fun about that?
I'm smiling. I can see him right now.
You were teaching fish at the age of 7 to your to your friends, your little children, in the garage.
I kept going. Yep.
And you know what else, though? Look at Jesus. Most of his apostles, who were disciples first, and then he chose them to go out as apostles, most of them were fishermen. Most were fishermen. And Jesus said, come with me, I will make you fishers of men. And of course he meant men and women. But he said, fishers of men. These people that were fishing for a living, you know, see how he elevated what they were to do? What they were going to be?
Yeah, because he was teaching the mechanics of reality. And it's going to be way more obvious. I'm sorry, I'm going to be a prophet. It's going to be even more powerful, when this goes, because people will understand the mechanics of love and reality in the way Christ was teaching it on a much deeper, more integrated way. It's going to be powerful.
It will be powerful, no question. And I just love the fact that the mustard seed is, and Bob would know this maybe, is about the smallest seed for a plant that we know of. So the faith, the size of a grain of mustard seed, that's very small. But, you know, that's what we all have. We might have an idea, a seed, a thought, a concept, you know, for a project. It starts as a seed.
Seed of light, quark, electron,
we take that
photon.
Seed,
right.
And we take it and we plant that seed. We water it. We weed it, you know, as it grows into a plant until it grows. That's what we're going to do with our projects. It starts with a seed of thought.
Yes.
And once we have that initial seed, boom, you know, God can take it and run with it. And we're just along for the ride. It's really a beautiful concept, I think, for us that are moving forward. Well, let's do this. Sue, thank you, and thank Bob as well, Bob, for your input in that teaching. I really enjoyed it. And I'm going to say, let's now see what we've got in the way of any prayer requests or praise reports for tonight, Sue.
So we don't have anything from Pastor Scott, wherever you are. Come out, wherever you are. What was that? What game was that? I don't know.
Ollie,
anyway,
Ollie, come free.
Here we go. I don't know. Here's something from Donna. Since my divorce in 2005, my daughter Nicole has been on and off refusing to speak with me for long periods of time. She lived with my second husband for about a year back in 2018. Okay, this is long, so I got to cut it short.
I was going to say, we need to cut to it. Yeah, get to it.
I know. But I don't get to preview these. Over the years, Nicole, as of now, Nicole needs prayer. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to be praying for you, Donna and Nicole, that...
Daughter, yeah.
Right? So we're going to pray, and I'd like everybody to just put their hands on their hearts. It makes it that much more intentional, and it actually activates, you may get tired of me saying it, but the special cells in your heart that can make transmitting distant prayer even more effective. And let's call on Christ, and let's see that as a result of this prayer, Nicole and Donna And everybody that's sending this distant intention in Christ for healing are seeing Nicole and Donna not fragmented, not separated, but literally in their own sovereign Christed energy. So they're not doing a merge or anything, but they're literally, their energy and their healing mentally, emotionally, physically, etc., is very unified. There's not a split there. There's not a separation. They're not even thinking. That means you, Donna, you're not even thinking in the past about what has occurred. Right now, in the now, you're creating a new future. And you see yourself just assuming that you and your daughter are going to be together. In Jesus' name, we see that as having occurred. We see you as jumping into that possibility and living as that possibility, not expecting it to fluctuate, but just holding love. In Jesus' name, we see it done, we see you healed, and we say amen.
Amen.
Okay, I think we have another one. Yes. This is please pray for Travis. Travis and his best friend were hit by a drunk driver. I swear, get that scourge off this earth. Travis' best friend died. Travis is in critical condition, as is the driver of the car that hit him. Please pray for healing for Travis. Travis has also been in need of a kidney. This is as to the tragedy of Travis's family as experienced. Out of 4 children, 2 lost their lives in accidents. Wow. Travis to be healed and peace for not just Travis' family, but also the family of his friend and the other driver. So I'm going to be very bold with this. And I'm going to put out for everyone to do their research, because there's something that needs to be spoken here. It's coming out that alcohol is really, really toxic. Not even a drop. And when I hear about families that had car accidents and driving and mental health and emotional issues, it's because of toxins in our world, internally, inherited, and because so much happens when people drink and drive and do these things that are impairing their judgment and their decision. So your body, this is after seeing a heart surgeon talk about this, he said, no alcohol. Just 2 days ago. Your body, your rules, is the way he said it. But I'm going to use this platform to speak strength as truth. And let's just pray that everybody that needed to hear that heard that, and that we are in a new movement for Travis and Annette and their families to bring awareness to how these conditions get created, how they can heal and be lifted by Christ and do everything in their power to move beyond conditioning, to move beyond what used to be acceptable, okay, and to heal and not live in tragedy, to offset tragedy with prevention. So we see this whole family covered in this miraculous uplifting awakening. This is an awakening opportunity. And thanks to this family, they gave us the opportunity to see it. They're teaching. This is a teaching moment. See it. See them being blessed. See Travis being healed. See everybody involved in this being filled with light and carried into a new way of living, which is God's way, which is healing, whole, free, non-toxic, happy. You weren't designed to be unhappy. It's what you're eating. It's what you're thinking. It's what you're drinking. It's what you're doing. Let this be the most powerful, beautiful blessing for everyone involved, everyone listening to this call. And healing is now present through Jesus and is sealed in perfect balance and wholeness in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So important.
Let's see. We have praise now. Heavenly Father, thank you for guiding us, protecting us, hearing our prayers daily, and especially on Tuesday and Thursdays on the big call. We praise you. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. He who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life and crowns you with love and compassion, and who satisfies your desires with good things, so that you are renewed. Psalm 103:2-5. Today we pray for all the leaders and listeners, Pastor Scott's health, RV blessing, especially med beds as soon as possible, and world peace. Peace with Russia and Ukraine, peace with Israel and Palestine. We continue to pray for everyone's health, finances, well-being, and Labor Day 9-1 safe summer travels. Also for all severe weather conditions occurring now, Hurricane Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
No social security increases yet. Is the RV blessing based on reaching peace between Russia and Ukraine and Israel and Palestine? Question. Through Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. our Lord. Amen and amen. Everyone have a blessed and safe week. And that's from Jeannie.
Yes. Thank you, Jeannie.
Yeah.
Well, Sue, thank you for that. Oh. All that prayer and praise. And I love the boldness of speaking against alcohol, because it's definitely something that's toxic. I know.
To.
That was good. You had to. It's good. I like that. So let's do this. Jeannie, you had some questions that I will try to answer in my Intel segment. Okay? So I'll let you know what you were questioning on that. But thank you for that, Jeannie. And, yes, we do lift up Pastor Scott for another complete restoration of his health, all of his mental and physical abilities. Thank you. Yes. Mm-hmm. You know, guys, when we pray in Jesus' name, we pray with the uttermost top authority in the universe. Everything that Jesus is and was when he was on this earth, oh, and by the way, he's coming back. But when he was on this earth, everything that he was as all God and all man, 100% God and 100% man. You go, wait a minute, that math doesn't add up. I know that. That's what's so unusual about who he was as the God-man. But everything that Jesus brought with who he was, what he did, all of his miracles, miracle power, his resurrection from the dead, all of that power is in and contained in the name of Jesus. That's why we were given the power and the authority to pray in Jesus' name. I just had to get that in, Sue. Thank you. Let's see, Sue.
No,
you have you have a segment going on. So let's talk mm-hmm. about what you're going to offer. And I know you have a class that's not a class getting ready to start tomorrow. It's not a
yeah.
class. It's an activation. And so not anyway, anything you'd like to tell us what it is you'll be bringing and And it's sold out. The class is already full.
Very full.
So what would you like to talk about tonight, Sue?
Well, it's interesting because I'm going to segue into what you were just expressing about Christ. And now is the time for us to embody what he said, these things and greater shall you do in my name. And one of the things that we're going to be working on in the class, although it's got Christ all in it, but it's going to be something called First Principles. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about that and how you can use it right now, even though you are not taking this class. But I want to make, I want to share a testimonial and then alert people to where we are with the MedBed 100 program. So this says, Sue, your MedBed information is very thought-provoking. Thank you so much for doing this so we can be organized, efficient, and more successful in our MedBed appointment. I had no idea how deeply we should consider what we want. And that's the essence right there. It's some of these things take depth, and that's what we try to provide. Is we're not giving you the superficial level. That doesn't have you involved, engaged, and making decisions. I didn't know that so much was even possible. Thank you. Thank you for answering my question. You are wonderful. And we use many Boomer products and love all of them. We appreciate Bruce, Bob, and you. Blessings. So what we're doing, because we have this kind of mega class, happening starting tomorrow and Thursday, not a class, a sovereign founder activation. Mm-hmm. And so we're waiting until we get past that class, which will be Friday. Then we have Saturday and Sunday off, and we go to Monday. So starting Friday, if you want to send us to integratedminds@hushmail.com, MB100, we'll be able to go back. If you just like, oh, God, I really want the med beds. How come I can't get access to it? You'll see it in our autoresponder. Just send us an email. I will start to address those Friday, and then we'll be free to serve the whole program starting on Monday, as long as the 800 numbers are not out. Why do you want to invest in the MedBed 100 program? Because it actually gives you the space, the container, the instruction. It's going to slow you down. So you really give yourself time to think, okay, what do I want? How do I see myself? It literally helps you to do that. It's a remarkable container. Very easy to do. It does take about 2 hours to think, reflect. You know, you're kind of writing your future. But if you're committed to yourself and you love yourself and you don't want to just go in blind and just like, oh, I'll just take whatever I want, which is, I think, a lot of people. But you're like, wow, I have the opportunity to be able to play the guitar, to play drums, to ski, to do this, to learn languages, to be whatever. You might want to consider investing in that. So send us an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com and just put MedBed 100, your name, and your telephone number, and we'll start to work on those starting on Friday. And it's just $100, and it's going to help you focus. But let's talk about first principles, real quick little because this will be important. It's kind of language you may want to use in your project. So I always like to give people, if they haven't been around innovation, large projects, if you haven't been in those rooms, this is a great term, and you can do some more exploring yourself. But just put down first principles. What are first principles? First principles thinking means breaking something down to its most basic truth, the raw building blocks, then building back up from there. So it's kind of like reverse engineering something. Elon Musk talks about it all the time, because you want to get to the essence of things. So instead of copying what's already been done, you ask, what is absolutely true here? And what do we want to create from that? So think of your project. I'm thinking about a person that I think is listening right now and is wanting to create, and I learned so much, wanting to create living fabrics. I thought there were like 3 or 4. No, I did the research. I'm sorry, I'm going to take the credit for it. There are 15, Bruce and Bob and everybody. 15 different kind of totally organic, really good for humanity fabrics. And so when you switch, take away assumptions, and you go, you get curious and first principles. You say, I wonder what else is possible here. Are there more than 3 or 4? You're going to find out that there's a whole host of, in this case, other textiles, how they can be used. So this is how you use first principles. Because this new world you're entering into, the quantum world, first principles let you design even your life based on truth and possibility, not limitation. So all you have to ask is, what is absolutely true here? Everybody on this call, Christ truth. And with God, all things are possible. How do we get curious about how we can take our mustard seed idea, use first principles, and say, just play with this. Where can my curiosity take me? Where could our curiosity take us? What's possible here? You're launching Rebuild America? How will we, take a small prototype and notice what are the dimensions that we uncover in that prototype? How is that going to relate to the whole country? How will it not relate to the country, whole country? Use first principles thinking with your project leads and see what happens. And look up that term and let that be something that you can use, because it's going to show people, wow, they're looking at, like, what is the core truth? And then from there, how can we unlimit ourselves and make something new and innovative happen? So to the pod, they know that they got an email this afternoon, early this evening. We're going to see you tomorrow at 6:45. The dial-in goes out, and we're going to have a very big, very bold, very exciting class covering 4 core strategies that you have to be kind of a futurist to know about, but it's going to make it possible. So you're really preparing for what is the first principle of the future, and how are we going to be connected to it and prepared for it? Because we're going to get hyper novel when this goes. And my job is to help people be grounded, be wise, be Christ-centered, and have fun applying first principles and other kinds of quantum thinking tools to create a new world. So that's my segment for tonight, Bruce.
Thank you, Sue. Yeah, very good. Thank you for that. I was thinking while you were talking about various types of natural fibers and natural
fabrics.
Fabrics. Yeah, like, okay, obviously cotton, wool, silk. Then I came up with flax, and then I came up with hemp.
Yeah,
there's five.
I can't remember. I wish
bamboo.
My friend would be Yep.
Yeah, I got bamboo was one. That's six. I'm only down nine. I need nine more, Sue, to get to 15.
I know. We need, but it's also what's really cool is this man knew about what happens. I don't think he had the words for it. Sorry, Mr. You know who you are. But it's like what it does to the human energy field. It's exponential when you're lying on, I think it's linen. Linen is another one. Linen
right.
sheets are better for you. I resist this boy. Are better for you than cotton sheets because of the what it does to your electromagnetic body. It's fascinating. And this guy just, it was so unusual and so cool, and it was really fun to discover that with him. And those are the kinds of things, if you use first principles, what could be an outrageous benefit
right.
that we could create from first principles thinking? And we have number one innovator, Elon Musk. Whatever you think of him, he's one of our top innovators. So I just wanted to give that to everybody so they can
Elon
have fun
Musk,
being
we,
serious.
Yeah, without Elon Musk, we wouldn't be looking forward to Doge payments either, which we will get.
Ah, that's true.
So that you've got to give him credit for those. But you know what? I know Bob is going to have some of these. Bob is probably thinking of some of these right now. Or even knows them all, but
what the fabric?
Yeah, I like the idea of a silk bottom sheet, fitted sheet, and a cotton top sheet. Just similar fabrics, but that cotton will breathe. You know, it'll breathe nicely. So anyway, that's what I like. So thank you, Sue. Appreciate that. I know everybody's gung ho for class tomorrow. And, of course, I'll have my Intel segment. We'll see how that jives. But thank you, Sue, for that. I like that very much. It really prompted me to think about some of those things. Bob, do you have a few more of these natural fabrics? Sue gave us linen, which I had forgotten about linen. So we had cotton. We had silk. We had flax.
Linen, hemp. Flax.
Linen, hemp. I think I'm one behind now. Well, anyway.
Bamboo.
Wool, bamboo. I think we're up to seven, Bob. We're not quite halfway there.
Yeah. Well,
had you heard that before, Bob? No, he had his time to research. This is coming from
I just think from everything I've heard, it is the cotton sheets that are the ones that are the best for you. But
linen,
I suppose it's
linen.
On where the cotton came from.
What'd you say, Bob? What? Real cotton what?
I suppose it depends on where the cotton comes from. And it's been sprayed with pesticides.
Right.
I got them. Do you want to know what they are? Vicuna, Angora, yak, camel hair,
okay, hold on,
alpaca.
Hold on. Sue, whoa, go slow.
Yeah.
Acuna, those are all types of wool. Alpaca
but that's
is
still
a wool.
Fabric. They're still natural.
Yeah,
it's cheap. Doesn't matter.
Okay, Acuna.
No,
okay,
no. Linen, hemp, jute.
Jute. Yeah.
Kapok, which is a silky fiber.
Yeah.
Coir, coarse fiber from coconut husks.
Mm-hmm.
Rami, which is plant fiber similar to linen. Wool, mm-hmm. cashmere. Alpaca, it's getting a little exotic. Angora and vicuna,
rare fine fiber
from vicunas, prized for luxury garments.
Nice, Sue.
Yep.
Nice finish. Nice hand. Yep. Now, those of us who are familiar with the garment industry, which I am one, knew that it all depends on the hand of the fabric, how the fabric feels when you touch it with your hand, mm-hmm. called the hand. And that's, I could see that, because we all know what wool and cotton feel like. Some of these other fabrics we don't really know that much, but silk we know what that feel, what the hand is about silk. I think that's great, Sue. Do you realize that my late wife of 10 and a half years now, she had paper dresses in the 70s? That's correct. Dresses made of paper. She had several, but she never wore any of them, but she did have them. Isn't that wild?
I remember that era, Sue? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, poor Bob. We got to get into Bob's segment. Sorry, Bob.
I know.
Sorry.
Okay, thank you, Sue, for your segment. Thank you very much. Okay, Bob. Tell us about what's going on, Bob. We love the testimonials. We love the sales. And anything else you can bring to us tonight.
Thanks. First, I wanted to tell Sue a minnow story.
So when I was in the
Dominican Republic at the Advocates of Love Orphanage, there was a little boy who was about 8 years old, and one of his arms was locked into a 90-degree angle. And he had spent a good part of his life tied to a whipping post in his front yard, and at one point had his arm broken by his father. And they eventually took him away from that family and brought him to the orphanage. And when I was there, he invited me and two other people to come and see something. And he just kept motioning to us with his one good arm. And we followed him out on the edge of the property into this thicket of trees and ducked under some branches. And in the back, he had these translucent plastic cups with water in them and little minnows swimming around in the cups.
Mm-hmm.
This was his version of an aquarium.
Right.
And I remember how proud he was to show us these. And I knew that he wouldn't let anybody touch his arm. But as he was showing us these fish, I was able to touch him on his shoulder and just stand there, because we didn't speak Spanish and he didn't speak English. And it just created an anchor of this beautiful moment with somebody touching his arm. So later... we were all sitting on this cement kind of long bench outside the orphanage, and I sat next to him, and I got one of the ladies who spoke Spanish, who was like one of the mothers that worked there, to tell him how much we enjoyed seeing his aquarium. And while she told him that, I touched his shoulder again, and he just kind of moved a little bit closer to me, and I slowly touched his arm a little bit farther down and a little bit more, and he let me touch his arm. And so I knew from, you know, experience with Aspen Therapeutics and neuromuscular therapy exactly which muscles had contracted around this injury. And I had a sense from looking at his arm that it wasn't a permanent contracture. It was like he'd been carrying his arm around as if it was in a sling. And sure enough, as I massaged his tricep a little bit, then his bicep was locked up really, really tight. And I just slowly massaged it. And then he let me touch his forearm, which was, the muscles were completely twisted. And I was able to massage his arm in this rhythmic motion from his wrist to his elbow, with making these kind of swirls as you push up, because the muscles kind of go in that pattern. Then I did it to the underside of his forearm, and then his shoulder and his back. And sure enough, just as I expected, his arm straightened out. And he was surprised because he wasn't able to play baseball with the other kids with his arm like
that. Because of that. Right.
And so he was able to run around and start playing ball, you know, the next day. And then I remember him coming to sit down next to me
later that
day. And he took a hold of my arm and he started massaging my forearm just in the exact same pattern that I had massaged his. And he's just looking up at me like, I now know how to do that.
Right. Yep.
And it all started using minnows as an anchor on his shoulder.
I know. What a
beautiful story.
You know that
Bob.
I was reading. Not everybody knows about. It's just I'm reading what a gift that was. Thank you, Bob.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
The minnows
talk about laying on an anchor.
And an anchor story and a healing story.
Exactly.
So beautiful, Bob.
Yeah. I was wondering if you had done that, Bob. I was wondering whether that was going to be the case. And I was hoping that you had laid your hands on him and massaged him. And, man, you did it. Thank you, Bob. Beautiful story for this young boy.
It was actually pretty easy to do because it was all neuromuscular. And I had learned from Paul St. John, the founder of the St. John Clark Center of Neuromuscular Therapy. I'd learned all that technique from him and the sequence to massage the muscles to free it up. And it wasn't even required to do a hands-on healing of his broken bone. It had already been healed. And
I love your pursuit of knowledge, Bob. I love it so much. It's so inspiring. You know, it's just incredible. So,
I have two inspiring testimonials, Sue. Listen to this. This is a woman talking about Goodnight Formula. I've had this product for a week or two before trying it. I wanted to have a morning when I had nothing planned early the next day. Our sleep patterns are good, except for rare occasions. We're in our mid-70s. Listening to Bruce talk about the wonderful dreaming he has while using Goodnight Formula interested me. So my husband and I tried it. We both had a perfect night's sleep. My dreams were exactly what Bruce bragged about. I also use many other Boomer products that are of great quality. Bob shares the information about all of the Boomer products. It's very comforting to find a company you can trust. Thanks to Bruce and Bob for enlightening the Big Call Universe family.
That's
wow. That's amazing.
That's beautiful, isn't it? Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, whoever you are, for that. That's a really wonderful testimonial, Bob.
Yeah, now listen to this one. This is a guy who sent in a picture of himself in a shirt. It has a classic car on it, and the shirt says, "I'm not old, I'm a classic." And he writes in, I'm a retired injured worker state engineer, and I've been having trouble with my tummy and with bowel movements. Anyway, no energy and 100 pounds overweight. After taking Myotrol, I've lost 10 pounds, and I'm feeling like I'm 40 again. I'm 67 this October. I am so grateful to you, Sue, Ed, and Bob. I joined
Ed? Denari. Who's Ed?
Yeah.
Well, I'll be Ed. I'll be Ed if you like.
Listen to this, though. You can be Bruce, too. Just listen to this. I joined Denari Recaps and found your Bruce Big Call. I love the show. It's been so good to be with you all. God bless.
Oh, that's amazing.
Thanks a lot. Continued success in releasing weight. Continued success to release weight. And whoever you are, that's really great. So, yeah, the Myotrol is a pretty strong, really amazing new supplement, pharmaceutical, really. And, golly, were you aware that weight loss could also come from Myotrol, Bob? Had you heard that from other testimonials?
Only a little bit. We know it's definitely one of the things because it gives you a lot more energy by balancing out, you know, your NADH and NAD+. Mm-hmm. So you make a lot more energy in your Krebs cycle. So essentially it's revving up your metabolism so you have more energy. And a lot of losing weight is actually moving around a little bit more just in general. But not only that, but it's also about how you sleep. And this gentleman also uses our barley, which helps you sleep. And it also gives you a tremendous amount of amino acids and enzymes. Just if you take it just before you go to sleep, you can get a better night's sleep. And in addition, you won't lose muscle while you're sleeping. You know, as people age, they lose muscle, and essentially you're aging at the rate you're losing muscle. And most of the muscle you lose during the nighttime. And so if you take the barley before you go to sleep, you're not going to lose muscle during the nighttime because you're going to have the enzymes and amino acids for building muscle. Mm-hmm. And you're going to sleep better, and so you're going to be more energetic in the morning. And, you know, some mornings you're more energetic than others, but usually if you wake up in the morning, you've had a good night's sleep, you feel energetic. You feel like doing something. Hey, I'm going out for a walk. I'm going to get up and, you know, do this, do that. And you notice the whole day long you've moved around. You've, instead of sitting down while you're talking on the phone, you feel like getting up and walking around. So, and over time, that really does help. And so here's another testimonial from a woman. I think she may have sent this in for a second time, but it says, this is about Myotrol. It says, the strength I have is great. At 82 and walking towards 83, it's amazing how I don't ever give a thought if something's too heavy. I love this Wonder Woman strength. Thank you for carrying this product.
Wow.
And many thanks to the developer.
Yeah.
And
well,
I tell you, these
thanks to the developer.
These testimonials go on and on. Here's, ladies, you got to hear this one. This is about the barley and Boomer Boost and the collagen this person's taking, a man. So I went to the doctor to get my toenails trimmed. The nurse said, what are you doing? Your nails seem to have grown almost double the normal rate. Did you miss an appointment? Also, my skin on my arm much improved, although still wrinkled as I'm 80, but it's no longer dry and flaky. The boost is giving me more energy. And the barley, I think, is helping with regularity. We've heard that a lot too. I mean, these testimonials go on and on since last week. They just came piling in. And there's an amazing one about clarity factors. Listen to this. I've started taking this clarity factor daily instead of hit or miss like before. I'm glad to say the alertness in my thinking and recalling what I was doing or going to do has improved 100%. I'm glad to know it's working.
Wow.
You can continue taking it daily.
That's great. That's what it does.
Yeah, it's like, and this is this platform, this looks platform, you know, it lets people send in their pictures, now has 3,727 reviews.
Terrific.
It's grown by,
and you're still at 4.7, Bob? 4.7?
4.7,
wow.
It's still at rate, and it's like it's grown by 100 reviews just in the last couple of weeks.
Wow, fantastic.
So, anyway, I'll just quickly, Bruce, because it's already almost 20 after 10, I want to tell people about the sales that's going on. So,
sure.
We have two different combo packs, which a lot of people like these combo packs because you get the best discounts this way. And this one, first one is for your hair and skin and nails and joints. And it comes with the collagen peptides, heirloom barley, and vitamin C. And this is a very scientifically crafted combo pack because the collagen is in the form of building blocks. It's peptides that eventually will become collagen protein. And the barley gives it that boost because there's these enzymes in the barley that helps the collagen peptides form into the proteins very quickly and easily. And vitamin C is very commonly known to help with the synthesis of collagen proteins. And that's why we put that together in a pack. And I can tell you this for certain. There is nowhere else in the world that you can get a combo pack like this where essentially you're getting that collagen for free because of the discount on it. But there's nowhere else you can get a combo pack like this that is this comprehensive and scientific for building collagen protein, which is the most protein you have in your body. You have more collagen than anything else. And that's what that sale is. The second one is an immune defense bundle, which is two powders. It's our flax lignans, which we know are really great at boosting your immune system. It's one of the main reasons we get it from Canada. The other we also get from Canada is our premium probiotic powder. And about 80% of all your immune system originates in your gut. And we also know that vitamin C is really good for your immune system, and that's in that bundle as well. And if people really want to make sure, and I didn't even get a chance to read these testimonials tonight, Bruce, but we got a few really great testimonials about olive leaf extract, including one where a man was talking about the positive effect on his prostate and not having to get up to urinate in the middle of the night. And that's pretty amazing for olive leaf to be able to do that.
Yeah, I've got to take a call, Bob. Keep going, Bob, for a little while. I'll be right back.
Okay, sure. So that olive leaf
is
on sale.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thanks. That's on sale for half price. And in addition, about 6 weeks ago, Sue, we put our heirloom barley on sale for $20. And what we did, we said, okay, for new customers, and in order to get a month's supply, they need a half a canister, which we call a trial size. But it's actually a full month supply for a person's first month because it's so strong you have to ease into it with little bits at the start and go slowly because your body's going to start to detox really well. You don't want to go too fast. And with the promo code BIGCALL20, you could get that for $20. We've continued on with that, and in addition, we took that heirloom barley full-size canister, which is what you need for the second month, and people can get that for half price. So, and you can get a, two or three of them if you want. So if you're one of those people that started with that $20 barley, you can now get your next few months, if you want, at half price to keep on going with it. And anybody can get that heirloom barley.
And that's amazing, Bob.
Yeah, it's a really good thing to help people really get started. And, you know, a lot of what's going on, Sue, people are waiting for the blessing. And anything that we can do to help people save a little money and still stay healthy so that their healthiness can be like these people in the testimonials, if they can be that healthy, blessing arrives, then, you know, it's good to go. You know, jump in the
bed. They've got their foundation. They've got their foundation. They know that it's working. They can give credit to, like, their trust in themselves to buy just a little bit to get started, right?
Yep.
And, or a lot. I
was watching a YouTube video the other day, and I'm not going to mention any names, but it was a very well-known podcaster, and he was interviewing a person who was an expert in muscle building. And this podcast had over 6 million views.
Wow.
Was a research-based scientist who had answers to every question in detail. And when they asked him at one point, they said, are there any supplements that you can take that make a difference in your bodybuilding? And he said, no, not really. You can't. Really what you need is a good balanced diet and lift weights. I'm watching this thinking to myself, okay, here's a man who's on the cover of magazines, a muscle expert. He does not know about the gladiator barley. He doesn't know that there is a powder you can take where all the protein that was in the seed has been digested into amino acids. And the genetic code of the seed created a genesis of over 4,000 metabolic enzymes. Imagine that tiny seed had the capability to make 4,000 different metabolic enzymes.
Right.
All of which were needed to help create the blade of grass, which was that goal, right? Not to mention, it created the world's most powerful antioxidant, superoxide dismutase, to protect the plant from oxidation, which just simply happens by being exposed to the air, being exposed to oxygen creates oxidation, and so plants produce superoxide dismutase to protect themselves. And with the science we have now, with the scientists in Canada, he carefully evaluated and tested and designed a system to not only capture the full potential that was in that seed, because he figured out how to stop the sprouting right when it was at its peak of nutrition, and then stabilize all the nutrients with a trade secret technology so they wouldn't deteriorate. And tested twice to make sure it was pure and send it to us in jars. It's an absolute miracle. And you put that up parallel. Talk about Elon Musk. This is like combining Elon Musk with Albert Einstein or Nikolai Tesla. Because following right along beside that is Eric Kurtz, who invented Myotrol, the first effective epigenetic programmer. And you want to talk about something that's a supplement that you can take to help you build muscle. Listen to all those testimonials about the people that have been taking it, that 82-year-old lady, and then the other lady, the superwoman lady, right? Wonder Woman, she called herself. So it's like,
I know.
It's like the information in the podcasts in the world is not always exactly right.
Well, I mean, and you're highlighting something really, really significant that I just have to, you know, give boomers credit for and your leadership for it. And it's going to be the people that have the love, the depth, they're looking for the solutions that, what, 10x, the results that people get, that means exponentially. What you're talking about is most people aren't aware of the exponential possibility that you bring. Well, they're aware of what you're doing, but that's what you do. That's how you roll. And that's what Boomers does with all the, you know, Mitral, with Gladiator, with all
Boost and Barley, yes.
And you're back, yes.
I'm back, Sue. Thank you. Thank you, Bob.
Was that a good call?
I had to take that
was
call.
Well, it's the main thing, Bob, but it's depth. It's depth. Let's go for depth. Okay.
That's right. Yeah. I'm sorry I missed that little discourse. I'll get it from you.
No, it's amazing, Bob. Okay.
No worries. It's 27 after 10, Bruce.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Bob. I'm going to tell them how to get to the website. Thank you, Bob. No more night putting, Bob. All right.
You know what that
means,
Bruce? Look at the time. Okay.
I know what it means. But let me just say this. Let's make sure everybody knows how to get to the website. When you're trying to get to Bob and his website, all you do is go to bigcalluniverse.com. That's my site. And when you get to bigcalluniverse.com, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. It's a direct link to Bob's website. So you click on the banner, and it takes you right in to Bob's site. You can go through. You can see all the products. You can see the various products on sale that Bob mentioned tonight. Get the deals on those. And then you can also find other things at the foot of the page, which are really, really valuable. And you can get in and see the testimonials. You can see some of the pics that came with the testimonials. And it's a really cool way to really familiarize yourself with Bob and Boomers. Now, you know Bob from the Big Call, but Boomers and their customer support is very good, very, very good. They care about Big Call Universe because Bob's on the call every Tuesday and Thursday night. That's why they care so much about us. All right, so the other thing to know is the toll-free number to call to get into customer support. It's 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. All right, so thank you, and thank you, guys. Keep those sales in mind. I just ordered, and in fact, I'm looking for mine to come in today or tomorrow. So I'll be looking forward to getting that. Let's talk about the Intel in the few minutes that we have left. It was an important call that I just got. I'm glad I took it, even though it was an interruption, something that couldn't be avoided. But let me say this. We've had Intel that has been good at the time we receive it. It seems like it's right on the money. This is coming from good sources, either high up in Wells Fargo, either redemption center leaders, bond paymasters. Some of it is special forces guys, et cetera, et cetera. We've got really good connections. Well, today we have heard that there were certain transactions that had to take place where some of the bond paymasters had to travel to get new documents signed and all of that for their clients. They accomplished that, and they had until midnight tonight to do it. And they made it. They made the deadline, and all of that was good. Now, the question is, where does that put us? Does it complete everything that needs to be done? From our perspective and the bondholders and bond paymasters' perspective, the answer is yes. But I have to be honest with you guys. I'm going to be honest with you and tell you it's not the whole picture. It's the picture that we're seeing, that we're getting. And we're getting stuff, and there's a lot of people that have signed brand new NDAs, bank, you know, a lot of people that we are talking to, a lot of the sources have clammed up because they're under brand new NDAs. And it's hard to get to know exactly what's going on. For example, we have not heard back specifically about the Social Security increases or about the DOGE payments, which are really tariff rebates. But I could tell you this, and this I just found out. Remember the 8 world leaders from Europe that were in the White House yesterday signing off documents, signing things? That was all for peace with Russia and Ukraine. I can tell you that all of that was finished and signed off minutes ago. Minutes ago, and that's what prompted the call. Now, we've got that happening, and I said, did this have to happen? Did we have to have that peace happen before we went, meaning for exchanges and so on? The answer was yes. Now, we didn't know that until now, but thank God that is done, and that we think everything from that aspect, and I'm talking about President Trump's aspect, the idea of peace and the idea of getting peace in the Gaza with Israel and Hamas, you know, that I don't know where that stands right now, but I know that the 6 wars that President Trump already ended in the first 6 months of his administration, now is 7 months, we're in a 7th month, and now he's already finished up with Ukraine and Russia. They have a finished peace agreement. Thank God. So, where does that put us? Well, you guys know, if you know anything about Nasara and Jussara, you know that world peace has to be established before it starts. Well, guess what? World peace had to be established before we started getting exchanges done. Okay? So I wasn't sure that that was going to be the case. But it was, and the good news is it's that part is done. Now, what has to happen from now to get us notified, to get us paid, to get everything coming? I'm just going to say it this way. It looks as though there's a little bit more time that is needed for the process to finish occurring. And I can't tell you exactly when, but I'm telling you this was a milestone today to have that peace agreement finished. And I think that we're in really good shape. I'm not going to predict a day and a date. I've stuck my neck out there believing that it was going to happen tomorrow or the next day or the next day. And guess what? I've been wrong. I've been wrong more times probably than I've been right. But there are so many factors in this. It's not as simple as we think. It's far more complicated than we know. And I know a lot about it that I can't even talk about. But I don't know everything either. But I have a pretty good idea of what's going on, and we're in really good shape, and it is coming, and it should be this month, should be in the month of August, but here we are. Today's what? the 19th. I think we're going to get it before the end of the month, but I'm not going to say it's tomorrow or Thursday. I'm just not. Sorry. I wish I could, but I'd be lying, and I'm not going to lie to you.
Not a class.
Not a class is in play. Not a class is definitely in play, Sue. So let me just say it this way. That is the gist of what I wanted to bring out. It came out differently than I had planned it, but that call changed a lot of what I know. Okay? So I'm going to say I'm content to know that we're on the right track. Everything's moving. This was a major milestone to hit that piece. Important, very important documents needed to be signed by midnight. And then now at midnight, certain other aspects of this whole process has to happen. And it's a little complicated, and I don't even understand it all. But I understood what was said to me. So let's do this. It's late. Let's go ahead and pray the call out, and we'll look forward to Sue's class starting tomorrow and going through Thursday as well, and we'll see you guys on the call Thursday night. Let's see if I can give us an update then, okay? All right. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for everybody on the call tonight. Thank you for Big Call Universe. Thank you for the satellite team that gets the signal out. Thank you for our sources. And thank you for Bob and Sue, GCK. Thank you for
Doug.
I said it, Doug. Thank you for Doug. And thank you for Pastor Scott and Jeannie and everybody who's behind the scenes of the Big Call. Thank you, Lord, for all of this. And thank you for teaching us perseverance. And everything else that we're learning through patience. Thank you for all that you've done to take us to this point. Now take us all the way to the threshold, to the end of the ride, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, you guys, I'm going to shut this program down, turn off the recording, and you guys have a great night, and we'll look forward to talking to you Thursday night. God bless.